The crisis in Sudan's Darfur region tops the agenda at today's UN Security Council meeting. The council threatened sanctions against Sudan a month ago if it did not take steps to rein in the militias that have been raping and killing civilians in Darfur. The latest UN report says there's been little progress, but it does not mention sanctions. Instead, the focus is on persuading Sudan to accept African peacekeepers. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
The council today hears from Jan Pronk, Kofi Annan's special envoy to Sudan, just back from his trip to Darfur. His draft report makes clear that Sudan has not kept its promises to disarm so-called Janjaweed militias. In fact, it says the UN continues to receive reports of villages being attacked in all three provinces of Darfur. A former U.S. ambassador to Sudan, Tim Carney, says he doubts imposing sanctions would make a difference, so he's urging the U.S. to offer logistical support to get African peacekeepers to Darfur.
This is an issue that we need to energize Africans to resolve, and the extent to which we can help do that, whether it be by providing a C5A, for example, to airlift some of the 1,500 troops that the Nigerian parliament has authorized, those are the things that we should be looking at doing.
So far, there are only about 300 African Union troops in Darfur, there to protect 80 African ceasefire monitors. Sudan has rejected the African Union's offers of more troops. Ian Levine of Human Rights Watch complains that the international community is not doing nearly enough to force Sudan to accept peacekeepers or to hold to account Sudanese officials who unleashed the Janjaweed militias in a counterinsurgency campaign.
It's very, very difficult to understand why it is in the year that we commemorated the 10th anniversary of genocide in Rwanda, the year in which we anguish and agonize over the failure of the international community to respond to events there, why we're seeing a repetition of the paralysis at the level of the international community.
It's disappointing, he said, but not surprising. Samantha Power, who lectures at Harvard University and recently spent time in Darfur, says she too has found the international community, and in particular the UN Security Council members, split over Sudan, especially when it comes to imposing sanctions.
There is a strong desire on the part of many countries now to just do the opposite of what the United States wants. But another very, very important factor is a longstanding desire to see states of all stripes shielded from external interference. I mean, Russia and China and many of the Arab countries, of course, don't want to set the precedent of encouraging external bodies to scrutinize their internal human rights practices.
And Power adds there are economic interests at play.
France and China both have oil deals with the government of Sudan that they want to see through. Russia has just concluded a deal in which more than a dozen MiGs were sold to the government of Khartoum. And so there are a lot of different factors at work, I think, for different countries.
Power says even if diplomats at the UN can rally around the idea of getting African peacekeepers to Darfur, the troops will be limited in number and will only be able to make small pockets of Darfur safe. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.